Will, hello, Why Not Callers. This is Steve, along with Lori, with the Why Not Comment States for the 13th of January, 1980. Brand new year, we're going to try to make this a brand new comment line, which means a lot of things we're going to do differently than we did last year, hopefully for the better. And I want to give you the Why Not P.O. Box, in case you forgot it. You can send us anything, send us tapes, we'll try to play them as features. Anything, a comment you'd like to play, you don't want to leave on the line. That's P.O. Box 394, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And we have lots of comments. Let's get into them right now after a little more stick.
Wow, man, you guys are back up. Congratulations. This is Todd Woodland Hills. And, God, I never thought it would happen. And I just heard about your backup on feedback last night. And so I called today figuring either you'd be taking comments or something. So, God, congratulations. Glad you're back up and everything. And since you've been down so long, I thought I'd bring up a few topics that have been really important recently. You know, like the Iran crisis and the Afghanistanian thing. You know, how do you think the president's handling it so far? Because this, you know, really is important, and you guys weren't around when it started. So I was just wondering what all you new and old Why Not Callers thought about that. So anyways, this is Todd Woodland Hills.
Hello, if you are not going to mail your Why Not newsletters out, please mail back the money, because I think it's a waste just to send money and not get anything in return. So I'd like my 25 cents back. Or just say something on your next tape about if you're going to have newsletters or not. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. There was a problem. We naturally, as you know, did not get the newsletters printed up. And right now we're trying to get into Bruce's records. As you know, he does not file very well, and we had to crawl through about 3 feet of fallout to get into the old Why Not records. But as soon as we find them and find out who did send in for the newsletter and sent in self-addressed stamped envelopes, we will return. If we do not get a newsletter printed up within the next month or so, we'll return anything we did get to its rightful owner, as far as the funds available for this little newsletter. But as I said, it's a little difficult since Bruce does not keep house very well. As soon as we do find all the necessary monies, we'll return them to their rightful owner. Next.
Okay, this is Bert Burfel from Canoga Park, California. We would like to send out a message to everybody. Have a nice, happy 1980, and I hope you get screwed a whole bunch of times.
We hope you do, too, by your lawyer, your banker, and your doctor. Next comment.
This is John Canoga Park, and I'm just wondering if anyone else out there saw The Light of Heaven on Channel 28, and that was on Tuesday, I believe, at 9:30. I just wondered what other people thought of it. Because I didn't think it was all that hot, but I read a review on it, and the review was good, but I didn't like it. And if anyone else saw it, I'd like to know what you thought. Bye.
I think we should get our hostages out of Iran and bomb Iran and kill the Ayatollahs. Jack San Fernando.
Sure, that's a wonderful idea. Let's bomb Iran, and then we can get into a nice World War III with Iran and Russia and all those nice little countries. Then they can bring the draft back, and you can go out and fight for our country and get killed. Now, isn't that nice?
Hi, my name's Anne, and I'm from Van Nuys. And I, you know, this is like the first time I've called you. And it's very impressive the way you say, oh, national affairs. But whenever I've heard lines, I've never commented on it. And I've heard, you know, very boring comments, and this just has to be the worst line I've ever listened to, no offense, because from what I've heard, it used to be really good. Well, I mean, I think you should really try to improve, and I'm really sorry, you know.
We're doing our part, but the only way a line can improve is if the comments do. Next comment.
Well, what I'd like to say is that I think the Iranian situation is very explosive, and that I think we should launch an all-military attack on Iran and destroy all their oil wells so there'll be nothing left, and then give them to the Russians. It's a
It's going to be good for them. Teach them a lesson. They're going to be disciplined. That is my opinion on the Iranian situation. You know, I just can't stand it. It's totally a bad situation over there. It just shows what an irrational leader can do in a irrational type of government where he has no control over what the militants do and what they say. And they really have control over him. I also think that this is one of the best signs you can call, and it really lets you express your opinions. You know what I mean? And thank you for letting me have the time to talk.
Hi, this is Pete Hollywood. Glad to see you're back up, and I enjoyed your Kindergarten Express tape again very much. Keep up the good work, Kit. See you later.
Well, then you guys didn't have a party, man. I mean, all the other lines are parties, so they're okay. Bye.
Why don't we have a party? Well, we're afraid you're going to come, that's why.
Hi, this is Jeff Tarzana, and God, I don't even know what day it is, Thursday. I just want to say, it's good to see you guys back on the air, and it's just great to hear you again, so we'll be all listening again and waiting for some good comments, unlike this one. So, this is Jeff Tarzana saying good night.
Hello, this is Casey Rolita, meaning a well-thought-out comment on why not, and seeing as this is a new tape, and a new year for why not, and a new Paul Fielder. We've added a couple of members, one of them being myself, and the other one will be on the tape. I don't want to see any names. But you'll hear her. Yes, that's right, her. And speaking of hers, there are not many women running comment lines. The only one I can think of is Laura. I don't consider Regina running a comment line because she runs a diverter. But if more people would... Country of Lure is going to be running the San Francisco Freaky Phone, but that doesn't count because Freaky Phone is, well, that's another story. anyway, I better get off this thing before I start wasting tape.
Well, hello, party. This is Dave of Culver City. It's good to see you back up once again. Why not staff? Steve, Bruce, and Lynn. Very glad to have you guys back up once again. I'd like to comment about the new album by Pink Floyd called The Wall. I've heard the album, or some of it, and I thought the album was excellent. I think it's a lot better than even the last album called Animals. Although if I do say it doesn't even surpass Pink Floyd's earlier albums, wait, I don't mean Dark Side of the Moon or Nettle. I mean like, Piper at the Gates of Dawn, which was their first album in 1967. And I would think that Pink Floyd in the late 60s was a lot better than even they were in the 70s. Although, they did pretty good in 73 with Dark Side of the Moon, and they've done okay. Although Wall has got to be a pretty good album since the Animals album. Also, I heard, by the way, for those of you who like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer have got a live album. And if you ask me, they do better live than even they do in the studio. Really is a super group, although Emerson, Lake, and Palmer is my number one favorite band. And they are really great. And so that's all there is really at this point, so why not? Glad to have you back once again. Have a good new year and whatever, okay? Thank you, and goodbye.
Hello, this is Kate of North Hollywood. We had a comment about the movie The Black Hole. I saw it a couple nights ago, and I thought it was really bad. There's a lot of mixed reviews on it, and my opinion is really boring. And it's just a typical space movie, and it's no fun. So if you like boring movies, go see The Black Hole. If you don't, well, better see something else. Thank you. Bye.
So,
All opposing viewpoints will be welcome. Personally, I didn't like it either, but anyway, next comment.
Hi, this is Steve Cardiana, and I wanted to say that I'm really glad Wynette got the game because it's my favorite comment line. And also, I wanted to make a comment about school. I think school, you know, you go there for 12 years, then you go to college. Well, college, you know, for a career. But school, I mean, half the stuff you learn in there, you're never going to use, except if you want to go up to be this real famous whatever. And, you know, I don't know, like, some of the stuff I don't even understand. I can do it, but I don't even understand what it's for. You know, especially math. I'm taking algebra right now, and I don't understand a thing I'm doing in there. I mean, stuff like addition and subtraction and multiplication and division, and you learn how to read and you learn how to write. Stuff like that you have to know. You're going to grow up to be a mental or whatever. But, you know, all the stuff you learn now, you know, I'm in the ninth grade. I mean, whatever. I don't even understand it. So if anybody else wants to comment on my comment, or I hope you played this on Why Not, just comment. So thank you for playing my comment if you do. Goodbye.
Hey, you ever wonder what that green stuff in your radiator is? Tell you the truth, I'm not sure about it. But boy, I know it comes in yellow bottles and you pour it in your radiator. Really, really strange stuff, you know? Bet you if you stuck your finger in there, it wouldn't come out. It'd come out with a bone on it. That green stuff in the radiator. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe the Prestone people do. Anyway, this has been Highland Park. Bye. Yes, this is Baby God of West Hollywood, and I would like to leave a comment on the present racial problems of South Africa and also the ongoing tensions in the United States between blacks and whites. I see a solution to the problem, and it's not integration or it's not forced busing or any of this other make-do stuff that is really just a compromise and not really the proper solution. Well, have any of the listeners out there ever seen the little containers full of water that gas stations have to check tires? The man blows the tire up in there and dunks it in to see if it leaks by air bubbles coming out of the water. That's the solution to our racial problem. We either have to decide that blacks are going to do it or whites are going to do it. What we do is fill the things up with the proper kind of body paint, and we either become all black or we all become all white. Thank you.
I think we should just paint everybody all green. I think that's a nice color that society has missed. Next.
This is Squeaky from Canoga Park, just saying hi to all those people who are.
Who are what?
This is Super Stu of Canoga Park, and I'm just wondering how many people from each city can listen to the output from Why Not at the same time. Because I call all the time trying to just hear whatever people have to say, and I never get through, hardly ever. Once, maybe in a week, that's about it. So if people call up a lot of times and they can't get through, they're just going to give up. They're not going to want to call, and you're not going to have as many fans. Okay? Good.
Okay, Mr. Super Stu, I'll now explain the solution to this problem. Sure, we'd love to add at least two more rotaries, so Why Not? Which would allow you to have greater ease in getting in to listen to our output tapes. But the only way we can test our popularity to see if you people are actually out there participating is for you to leave active comments, which means every time we have a comment day, you leave at least one comment. If you don't, if you just keep hanging up every time you call expecting a tape, then we know you're not participating and we know we can't add more lines because it's not worthwhile. So, next input day, everybody leave at least one comment. We're going to try to get Why Not up to par in 1980 by adding at least two more rotaries, and I think that really should solve the problem. It's up to you. Next.
I hate your tone. I just really hate your tone.
That's okay. I hate your comment. Next.
My name is Audrey from Van Nuys, and I just like to say that I listened to this, the haha, for a long time, and I have a boyfriend, and he's going out with another girl, and I like to know what else to do about it.
Forget your boyfriend and call
call Freaky Phone at
9920999.
Hello, party. This is Terry from Mission Hill. How are you? Why not callers? And, I don't know. It's Friday, I guess, and I just finished hearing your Kindergarten Express, and I think that, it was pretty good, you know, because I didn't hear it when it first was put on the line. I don't know what to say. Anyway, Terry Mission Hill, goodbye.
Yeah, this is, Larry from Canoga Park calling, and I want to leave a comment on how can I put this, on a world event. Yeah, I wanted to say that I think Ayatollah Khomeini is a homosexual, you know. And Muslims have these strange customs, and I have a feeling that he's holding all his males hostage, so he could be mean and perverted things to them, you know. When Muslims are a little sicko, you know, they don't believe in taking baths and getting clean. You know, they have some weird things. They do all kinds of weird stuff. I think half of them are communists. You know, Ayatollah Khomeini has, he hasn't shaved in I don't know how long. He kind of resembles birth of this line, his first Islamist line. Yeah, and I think Iran, you know, should just surrender, because they ain't got a chance. Because the 82nd Airborne Division at Fort Bragg's all ready for them. Yeah, I was just there, and they got all their trucks and equipment loaded. And they're just ready to kick the shit out of the Iranians. You know, the Ayatollah Khomeini is, how can I put this? Is it making every airborne soldier's dream come true? The chance to kill an actual Iranian battle. And if he doesn't want to lose half his country, he just better commit suicide. Or the armed forces will see what he does it. You know, and this Afghanistan thing. You know, if let's say the Russians had taken, let's say the Iranians had taken over the Russian embassy. Well, it'd be known as the United Socialist Republic of Iran 2 days after that happening. Whereas, you know, Carter can't do a damn thing because he's just too interested in the peanut business. And he doesn't have a damn idea what's going on anywhere. You know, Carter, shit. Man, if my man Reagan was in now, Reagan would have it together. Reagan would kick the shit out of all of Iranians, Russians, and Afghanistan. He would see things were set straight. You know, this is very external parts, but my political views. Sign off. Thank you.
Yes, this is Mike from Reseda. And we're trying to get a drag strip set up in the Sepulveda Basin in Woodley Park, and we're going to need to get petitions and signatures, and we already have petitions going around, but we need the people's help out there. If you want to help us out a lot, you can go talk to your local councilman or write a letter to him or write a letter to Mayor Tom Bradley. And the more letters and the more times they start getting buzzed about we really want this place bad, then they'll give it to us. And it's going to take all the racing off the streets and all the accidents off the streets and put it in one place where $2 or maybe a buck or two for a quarter mile, and you have to get timed and everything. So we're trying to do that, and we already part way, so we appreciate your help.
Hi, this is Bob, Canoga Park. I've got two things to say. One, the new Bob Fosse film, All That Jazz, is fantastic. It goes into some very, very interesting psychodramas and some explicit open-heart surgery scenes. Fantastic film. That's it.
Hello, this is Steve 24, located in the city of Pasadena. And I would just briefly like to mention the Iranian situation. I know that people have talked too much about it, so I will simply say that I feel it is very unfortunate that people look at all Iranians, in other words, those Iranians who are here as students or in one way or another are in this country, the same as they look at the rebels or the people that are causing trouble and creating a hassle for the Americans in Iran. I think it's very unfortunate that Americans overall do that. Labeling, stereotyping is something that I feel is a flaw in society in general.
This tape will auto-reverse momentarily. Please stand by.
And in this particular case, I certainly see it as a flaw. Also, don't forget that there are people in this country from Iraq who in no way, shape, or form have any ties with or any feeling toward the present regime in Iran, and yet they themselves, the Iraq people, are being labeled as Iranians in this country. So when you go out and kick an Iranian, A, find out who you're kicking, and B, think about why you're doing it. This has been a comment from Pasadena, Steve 24 speaking. Goodbye.
Thing didn't start on the beep again. I mean, on the start of the tape again. We got to put that lockout in. Okay, I'm at work. Give me a call tonight.
Bruce, you're never around anyway, so we don't need your expert assistance. Next comment.
Yeah, well, like, why are you taking comments over to Saturday when you started way on Thursday?
Because too many people like you are asking stupid questions like this instead of leaving us good comments so we can make our tapes a lot quicker. Next.
Okay, well, this is Lynn Montillis calling.
And this is Kelly from Odyssey.
Yeah, we have something to talk about, namely ambulance drivers.
Or paramedics.
Or paramedics, or Billy Bardies, or whatever, what have you. And the problems encountered with transporting patients. Now, some of these patients don't usually get to their destination alive due to two simple facts. One, they have either encountered a heart attack or a cardiac arrest or something on that matter, and two, that they are overwhelmed by the large amount of body odor present in the ambulance coming from, you know who, yes, the driver of the ambulance. Kelly, would you like to elaborate on that?
And we all know who that one person is.
It's not F squared either.
No, but it's the person who lives out near the boondocks. I think he lives over near the boondocks. Because there's nothing out there. Oh, wow. Stop tape. No, keep rolling. Okay. We all know who that one person is. His name is Bruce. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce. Hope you're listening to this, because it's going to be just being played on the line right now.
Bruce, you better clean up your act, man. Start taking showers every day, man.
Yeah, really. I mean, you've been losing too many patients this way.
That's right, man.
I mean, you have these poor sots who have bags and bottles hanging out of their sides, and who they haven't taken a shower for months. But that doesn't compare with body odor of a Jew who has sweat glands bigger than a football field. I mean, Jesus Christ, Bruce, clean up your act and take a shower. At least twice a day.
That's it, man. End of comment. Bye.
Hey, this is Country Lenore, and I'd like to talk to you about how to leave tape in San Francisco. For one thing, you can always get greasy chicken at the fried chicken stand in Fifth and Market, and a chicken thigh is 60 cents, and after one piece, you won't be able to eat anything for the next day. So that solves your food bill. For another thing, bus transfers, like in San Francisco, the bus driver does not take the transfer. He just looks at it. So you might as well pick one off the ground, no matter how old he is. And chances are he'll be so loaded, he'll say it's okay. Okay, and the third thing is the food in Chinatown at the takeout places is really cheap. suppose you don't really know whether what you're eating is squid or a dog or whatever, but don't think about it. And the fourth thing is cheap shoes, which you buy at the Woolworths, at the Market, and the Cowl. And that's the only place in town where you can buy cheap shoes that a white person wouldn't be ashamed to wear. Thank you. This has been some economy tips from Country Lenore.
Yeah. I just wanted to sit here and have a fireside chat with you. See, some people are coming over tonight, and, you know, I don't really want them to, but they have to anyway, because my mom's entertaining them. And hi, my name's David, North Hollywood. Well, my last name isn't North Hollywood, but you said give me the first name and then your city, right? So I'm giving my first name, it's David, North Hollywood, where I live. Anyway, I'm just sitting here. What I wanted to tell you about today was how, you know, there's some numbers, you know, like, say, input and feedback that I can call, you know, without charge, and that's good, you know, I don't have to pay anything. Picks up the regular fee. And, but there's some numbers like, say, Z, that are out of my area, and I want to call them, but I can't because it'll cost money. Well, you know, what's 15 cents? That's 20 cents, right? So, I call up Z, thinking for my 15, 20 cents. You know, maybe I'll get some entertainment out of it. Well, you know what I get? I get a stupid joke like, don't donate blood needlessly. It's so stupid, and I figure, well, that's not worth 20 cents, right? So, I don't know, I'm not asking to boycott Z, I'm just appeased, you know, I just wanted to get that off my chest. I'll see you later, and thanks for letting me talk to you, and I'll see you later, okay? Goodbye.
Okay, David, you came across a very interesting dilemma among telephone entertainment lines. excuse me, I think I have a cold. I'm rapidly getting one, so if I cough throughout the tape a little bit, you'll have to excuse me. I don't think Z has produced any tapes in a while. And why is that? You may ask, why don't these joke lines and comment lines come out with new tapes on schedule the way they're supposed to? Most of them do. But there's some of them out there, like Z, which has been around for a long time, that after a while, the people running it have other responsibilities, have work or school or whatever, and since the comment line is just a part of their life, sometimes a small part or joke line, they can't devote as much responsibility as they could. Naturally, it's not an occupation. It's basically just for hobby purposes. And let's face it, things get monotonous and boring after a while, so when one joke line seems to be wavering on the same tape for a long time, it's just better to listen to something else or just wait it out. Usually they'll change their tapes eventually. Here on Why Not, we encountered some problems, but like I said, it's a brand new year, and we're going to hope to make this into a brand new line as far as the way, you know, making things differently than the way we did them in 79. And we've got a few months to go, and then we'll have our first anniversary. Naturally, you're going to say, how can you deserve an anniversary when you've been down every now and then throughout the year? But the fact of the matter is, we started in 79, early in 79, and early in 80, we're going to have our anniversary. We will have existed 1 year, which is a lot more than I can say for some other lines. And the last thing I can say is we're definitely going to try a lot harder this year than we did last year, and I think the line should come out a lot better because of it. Next comment.
Hi, this is Jennifer from Beverly Hills. I'd like to say hi to everybody and have a happy new year. Bye.
Well, believe it or not, that's all the input we received, or usable input, I should say. For the rest of this tape, we're going to try to entertain you with some of Robin Williams' album, Reality, What a Concept. I really don't like to have to do this, when we have a comment tape, I like to play all comments. I know that's what you people out there expect from Why Not. That's what I expect, too. So next time we take input, I'd like everybody, you know, if you usually don't, so what, leave at least one comment on the line. We'd love to play it, and you'd really help us out. Like I said earlier in the tape, the more input we get, the more popularity we have as far as the input we receive, the more we can do with this line, the more rotaries we can add and things like that. This is our first tape in 1980. It is not the best since we did run out of comments right in the middle. I'm going to try to entertain you with the album. So next week, help us out, and the line should be a lot better for everyone. And now here's Robin Williams. That's it for the week of the 13th of January, 1980. Please don't forget, we have a Los Angeles subverter at area code 213-935-8203. So LA callers can get to Why Not toll free. And that's about it. This is Steve. We'll see you next time. Good tape repeats.